KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We're partly cloudy to cloudy skies here at Atlantic and 65 degrees, looking for a slight chance of showers this morning, high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Radar shows some showers and thunderstorms, a cluster of them basically over northeastern Cass, southwest Guthrie, and northwestern Adair County. And in the news this morning, authorities say a waterspout that formed over Lake Manawa in Council Bluffs Thursday evening caused no damage or injuries. The thin funnel cloud could be clearly seen Thursday from much of the city of Council Bluffs and across the river into Omaha. Meteorologist Corey Mead with the National Weather Service says the waterspout and another twister that touched down earlier near Ashland, Nebraska, were landspouts, a type of a weak tornado that forms independent of supercells. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the second armed robbery this week of a convenience store in the city. At around 6:50 p.m. Thursday, uniformed officers responded to the DNS Express for a reported armed robbery of the business. The suspect had fled prior to the arrival of officers. The cashier on duty at the time said a black male had entered the business and pointed a handgun at her. The suspect then ordered the cashier to give him all of the monies from the register and threatened to shoot her in the face if she did not. The suspect fled the business with the cash drawer and an undetermined amount of money. He was described as being about 6 feet tall in his late 20s to early 30s with a stocky build. The suspect also had what appeared to be a torn-up T-shirt covering his face and was wearing dark clothing with gloves. The incident remains under investigation. Anyone having information concerning the robbery should contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Page County man was arrested early Thursday morning on a U.S. Marshal's warrant. 68-year-old Danny Gene McLean of Clarinda was arrested at around 1:35 a.m. Thursday on Highway 34. McLean was wanted on a warrant for probation violation. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 28-year-old Nicole Catherine Spracklin of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday night in Mills County for driving while barred. Her bond was set at $2,000. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports the Americans with Disabilities, or ADA, handicapped accessible entrance on the south side of the Cass County Courthouse will be closed today, and that is while work is being done on the roof above the steps at that entrance. The west single door on the south side of the courthouse will serve as a temporary entrance. Work will also be done on the roof above the north exit entry steps today. Due to the latest Zika virus outbreak, Iowans who want to donate blood are being asked to wait a month if they've recently traveled to South Florida. Potential donors were already being deferred if they'd recently visited Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, South America, or the Pacific Islands. That risk area, though, is being broadened, according to Claire DeRoyne of LifeServe Blood Center in Sioux City.
LifeServe is asking that blood donors who have traveled to either Broward or Miami-Dade counties in Florida, we ask that they refrain from giving blood for 28 days from the departure date from those affected areas in Florida. The safety of the community blood supply is our top priority.
LifeServe supplies blood to 120 hospitals in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota.
We have 100% confidence that the blood supply is safe and will remain safe. That's the reason we're putting these precautions and these deferrals in place, is just to make sure there is no risk to anyone receiving blood.
At least 15 Zika cases were confirmed in South Florida in the past several days. Kirby Wynn, a spokesman for the Davenport-based Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, says this is the first time a location in the U.S. has been added to the Zika deferral list.
Even though the reports on the Zika transmission within that region are seem to be really isolated to even, you know, certain neighborhoods within Miami-Dade County, we've broadened that out to the county itself.
He emphasizes the deferral does not include other parts of Florida like Orlando, Tampa, or Jacksonville. Before the outbreak in South Florida, Wynn said it was estimated about 2% of potential donors would have traveled to the previous Zika locations.
It's not, you know, major numbers by any means, but you know, we collect anywhere from 500 to 800 donations every day. So even 2% is 2 out of every 100, and you know, it adds up obviously over the week or over the month.
The Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center serves 88 hospitals in parts of 4 states: Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri. In the funeral announcements, Helen Hummel, age 86, of Oakland, died Sunday at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Hummel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Royce Rudy, age 64, of Atlantic, died July 30th at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Royce Rudy will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Francis Dubin, age 72, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Francis Dubin will be today at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kay Galloway, age 71, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Graveside funeral services for Kay Galloway will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Union Township Cemetery near Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Gary Gall, age 73, of Erling, died Tuesday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Gary Gall will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Harry Mensching, age 100, of Atlantic, died July 30th at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Harry Mensching will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wade Smith, age 62, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. A potluck memorial service for Wade Smith will be Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Super 8 Hotel and Convention Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting the family. Donald Lee Cagle, age 83, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. In accordance with his wishes, cremation has taken place, and private family services will be held for Donald Cagle at a later time. No other services are planned. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Rose Marie Brockman, age 60, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Rose Brockman are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.